As you get out our book, of God's mega last agenda on the earth. Call it the book about full knowledge of God international ministries and God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. We still move on with part 35.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Iranga, tuchagena maso na ukuraba NB
yomonana. We still move on to see NB number 8.
Ebi gambe byokusaka nyesira.
Of what to put on special attention.
Ebi gambe byensonga.
What's meaningful.
Iranga byankizo.
And there are key.
Mukuitibwa kwa Katonda lya mwanga gonna.
God is worldwide call.
Kusina mu Africa Uganda.
Basing in Africa Uganda.
Tulaba NB yomonana.
We see NB number 8.
Katonda boyambi kulira.
The way God revealed me book of remembrance unto all nations, passing through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey from there 2005 up to 2011, in series of divisions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
Azotas,
or you call it teleportation,
Thamim,
and the Urim, the spiritual transports. And we still see summary of the heavenly journey. And we move with you from this planet Earth, spoken Proverbs 8, the verse 31. And we pass through the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see, which makes up the rim below. And we move to the first created heaven, in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God, where we studied many things according to Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22 to 23. And when we pass through the first created heaven in the rim above, move to the second created heaven in the rim above. That we read most in Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1. And in the middle of this heaven, second created heaven, we saw there four living creatures, store of spirits of creations, those given different bodies in different seasons. According to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 3 up to 6. Right there we are able to read, separate, differentiating between the four living creatures and the seraphims. Spoken in Isaiah chapter 6, and verse 1 up to 3. And we started to differentiate between four living creatures and the cherubims, those found in the middle of the first created heaven in the rim above. As we read of them in Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 1 up to 2, when we finished there, we were able to see of the two great mountains of brass, those which birth mountains and hills, which hold the musical instruments of God and voices, which show the praise and worship of God in the second created heaven, the rim above. As we read Zechariah chapter 6 verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, we moved on, we saw the four living creatures,
store
of spirits of our creations,
Those which
you are given are being given different bodies in different generations and in different seasons.
And
when you are able to understand well, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7, in the ministry we've seen much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Until we began to see the seven families of angels, seven families of mankind, from the foreheads of a man, which are on the four living creatures, in the second created heaven, in the rim above. And when we finished there, we saw seven families of the stars, the sun and the moon, even the 14 families of the animals which come from four heads of the lion, those on the four living creatures in the second heaven at creation, the rim above. On this day we want to move on. We want to move on with 14 families of the birds, even the 14 families of the insects which come from the four heads of the eagle, which are on the four living creatures in the second heaven. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We move on with 14 families of the birds, together with 14 families of the insects which come from the four heads of the eagle, which are on the four living creatures in the second heaven at creation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We hope we together. There's no way we've left you. So just as we've come tell you that when God speaks, let there be, He is going to show you the way. Bodies of these creations are gotten from the dust of the earth, right from the initial creations. Even spirits of these creations, the way they are gotten from their store, in on the foreheads, those on the four living creatures, and when it reaches to those which fly, yes, when it reaches to the fowls, including birds, even the insects, right there we take the creeping animals, the creeping things, the insects or the animals.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They show us where they come from.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because when we read in Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 1, verse 20 to 21, he speaks as he says
this.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 20,
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi gazaale ebyewalula bingi ebirina obulamu era n'ekibuuka kibuuke ku nsi mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Yes. This time is saying, let water bring forth. Water to bring forth. Where there are fowls, the birds, even the creeping things. Let's read verse 21 you hear. Genesis chapter 1 verse 21.
Katonda n'atonda balukwata abanene na buli ekirina obulamu ekyewalula amazzi kye gaazaala mu ngeri zaabyo, na buli ekibuuka ekirina ebyoya mu ngeri yaakyo, Katonda n'alaba nga birungi.
And God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after its kind, and God saw that it was good. Yes. And every winged thing to fly right there, including birds, and they include the fowls, the insects. Yes.
There
are some, they still fly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the rest, they are creeping.
But he said,
let water bring forth living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Told you anytime they speak of the living creatures, we believe that their bodies
made
from the dust of the earth in the initial ones. But their spirits, they are gotten from heaven. As
we
read in Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10, that some of the foreheads of these living creatures, mostly heads of the eagle, from them the guest spirits go in the birds, even in the insects. Let's read we here. Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 10.
Nti ekifaananyi kye, nti ekifaananyi ky'obwenyi bwabyo byalina obwenyi bw'omuntu, era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'empologoma ku lubiriizi olwa ddyo, era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'ente ku lubiriizi olwa kkono, era ebyo byalina obwenyi bw'empungu.
As for the likeness of their faces, the four had the face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of a calf on the left side, and the four also had the face of an eagle. Yes. These four living creatures, each had the face or head of an eagle. Each has the head of a face of an eagle.
Muno.
In here. And it's where cometh spirits given bodies in the birds, even in the insects. In the 14 families. Yes. 14 families of the birds and 14 families of the insects. And God
to
put their store of spirits of creations, given bodies in birds, even in insects, and he puts them in head of the eagle. He took it that this eagle, it will appear the king of the sky, the king of flying, to lead and be head over all those which fly. Yes. The mystery behind that, that God decided spirits of all creations, those given bodies in birds to fly, and those given bodies in insects, to be in store of heads of the eagle on the four living creatures. Because the eagle, it will be the king of the sky, the king of flying, in the flying which is unlimited, and it never ceases to have strength.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 5, he speaks this. Proverbs chapter
23
verse 5.
kubanga nti kubanga mazima obugagga bwefunira ebiwawatiro ng'empungu ebuuka mu bbanga.
Will you set your eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle towards heaven. Yes. That the eagle flies to head on towards heaven. Nothing fly with just like it. Wants to fly past through the earth to head on to heaven. The eagle. It flies past all the clouds. It goes on the door of the earth. And it wants to head on to heaven. In its flying, it does not know some things made like even aeroplanes. It surpassed the aeroplane in flying. For the aeroplanes, they don't usually surpass where there are clouds. Yes. If it goes beyond there, maybe become a rocket. Yes. But the eagle passes that zone.
Once
move out of the earth to head on to heaven. Yes.
And
in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 19, he speaks of it these words. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 19.
Ekkubo ly'empungu mu bbanga. Ekkubo ery'omusota ku lwazi. Ekkubo ery'eryato wakati mu nnyanja. N'ekkubo ery'omusajja n'omuwala.
The way of an eagle in the air. The way of a serpent upon a rock. The way of a sheep in the midst of the sea. The way of a man with a maiden. Yes. The way of the eagle in the air. Far high.
So
this eagle. Its four heads. Those on the four living creatures. The second heaven at creation. In the realm above. They were chosen to be store. God chose them to be store of spirits. Spirits of creations. Those given bodies. In the 14 families of the birds. The 14 families of the insects. Because this is the king of all those who fly.
And
that's why when we are being renewed in strength, he said we shall be renewed in strength as eagle and we do not get tired.
He
was given to fly at the same time it has strength. What you find hold is this kit of this dog of a goat and it flies with it in the sky according to Isaiah 40 verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31.
Naye abo abalindirira Mukama baliddamu bujja amaanyi gaabwe balitumbiira n'ebiwawaatiro ng'empungu balidduka mbiro ne batakoowa.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So those are some which concern the eagle. Why God chose head or face of the eagle? On the four living creatures to be steward of spirits,
piece
of creations, those given bodies, the 14 families of the birds and the 14 families of the insects.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that's why when you read the Acts chapter 10 verse 12, he tells us this. Acts chapter 10 verse 12.
omwali ebisolo
katuve ku le 10 n'olumu.
Let's come from verse 11.
Ebikola abatume sura ya 10 n'olunyirwa 10 n'olumu.
Acts chapter 10 verse 11.
Nalaba eggulu nga libikkuse ekintu ne kimukkira nga kifaanana ng'essuuka ennene ng'ekwatiddwa ku birenge bina okusibwa n'essibwa wansi.
And so heaven opened, and a certain vessel descended unto him, as it had been a great sheet, held at the four corners, and let down to the earth. Verse 12.
Omwali ebisolo byonna ebirina amaguru ana n'ebyekyewalula ebyensi n'ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga.
In which were all manners of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. Yes. In there were creeping things, and the fowls of the air. The fowls including the birds, including the insects also. Insects, we find even those creeping, and they don't usually fly. Yes. But according to the sheet which was lowered from heaven, Acts chapter 10, verse 11, this sheet, anytime it's held in four corners, they show you the four living creatures. And they show you in the verse 12, spirits of creation which are put in these living creatures. Yes. But in this time we show you the way spirits of creations were ordered, that these ones, the ones to go in the birds, even in insects, those stored in foreheads of the eagle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And to meaning that that birds and insects, all of them have spirits. They even have responsibilities of having things they preach to man. Yes. According to Job chapter 12, the verse 7. And he said this.
Job chapter 12, verse
7.
Naye nobuuza ensolo zinakuyigiriza n'ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga zinakubuulirira.
But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach you, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell you. Yes.
Buuza ensolo zinakusomesa.
Animals, they will teach you.
Ate zo by'ebibuuka.
And the fowls of the air,
bigenda ku
they will tell you. They will tell you. These are evangelists.
I
see them fly in the sky like that.
Even
on the day of the Lord, we shall be like that. We shall fly as eagles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, because there's
nothing going to tell you when it does not understand, and
there's
nothing which understands, and it has not a spirit, because it cannot be in the body which has not a spirit. Yes. It will not tell you when it does not understand, and it will not understand when it has not a spirit, and you will not have a body without the spirit. All these you see have a body. All those is bodies. According to James chapter 2, verse 26, we've come reading it. Let us repeat it a little. James chapter 2, verse 26.
Kubanga omubiri awatali mwoyo bwe gubanga gufudde, era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga kufudde.
For as this body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes.
Omubiri awatali mwoyo guba
kukosi. The body without spirit is dead.
Kati
now,
ebinyonyi bibuuka awatali nga tebirina
mwoyo. But do they fly when they do not have a spirit in them? All the insects, them are what move without spirits,
or
even flying, they fly without spirits. That is impossible. But even though their bodies were made from water, their bodies, the initial bodies, they were made from the earth, dust. But those which followed, they are of water. Yes. But those he formed to take to Adam, they were not only animals there. Yes. Even the fowls of the air were there. The initial fowls. Is it not that? Genesis 2:19. Genesis 2:19.
Mukama Katonda nakola n'ettaka buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko na buli kibuuka waggulu nti n'abireetera omuntu okulaba bw'anaabiyita n'omuntu buli lyeyita ekitonde kyonna ekiramu eryo yerinnya lyakyo.
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. Yes.
Katonda ebisooka yabumba biki?
God initials just formed them.
Newankubadde ebirala bibiikira mu nnyanja.
Others they lay in the water bodies. Yes.
Naye nga ebyasooka byakolebwa Katonda direct.
Initial ones were made by God direct.
N'ebiwuka.
Even the fowls.
N'abumba ebinyonyi bye ebyasooka,
his initial birds,
mubiri gwabyo,
their bodies,
n'aleeta omwoyo gwabyo,
he brought their spirits,
kubanga abiyise living creatures,
he's called them living creatures,
for living creatures,
David get them from the for living creatures,
n'ateeka mubiri
gwabyo, and he puts in the bodies is formed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wabula agamba,
but he said,
tibuli Adamu, erinnya kyeyali yita,
each then name that Adam gave it, that is its name. That's why when we study, we don't go into names of this, the Greek and the Romans. Yes. You know the Greek and the Romans, they once studied most things of biology and science, and they began to call them those terms anthropodia. Many terms, they are in Greek. We understand another language. Yes.
So
we have to understand them in this language. Your home language where God put you. Let's read verse 20, we see. Genesis chapter 2, verse 20.
Omuntu, nti. Omuntu, nabituma amanya, buli nsolo n'ekibuuka waggulu, na buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko.
And Adam gave names to all the cattle, and to all the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him. Yes. Adam named them. And names gave their exact. The birds gave them names and their birds. As interpreted in your language,
it
not put them in those heavy names of Greek and the Greek and the Romans. Yes. Not.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Adam,
for Adam, when he was naming,
yatumanga okutuma kwa Katonda,
he named as the naming of God. Because he knew it, that all families of heavens and earth, from the Father of heaven, they are named. According to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14.
Kyenva nfukaamirira kitaffe olw'ekkumi n'ettaano. Buli kika eky'omuggulu n'eky'oku nsi kwe kijja erinnya.
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heavens and earth is named. Yes. They are named from him. Now families of the birds, they are 14. According to the Bible,
and
the truth of the Creator God, he who created, even families of insects, them too are 14. According to Creator who created.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why in Genesis chapter 7, verse
3,
he spoke of them like this. Genesis chapter 7, verse 3.
Ntiera, nemuvibuka waguru. Musanvu musanvu nebisajja nebikazi ezadde liryoke libe eddamu ku nsi yonna.
Of the fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and female, to keep their kind alive upon the face of all the earth. Yes.
Yagamba.
He said,
ne mubibuka,
even in the fowls,
mwemuli ebinyonyi,
including birds,
ebibuka,
and insects,
bibere,
they appear
musanvu emirundi ebiri,
seven times two.
Sure.
If there are birds,
14
families. Yes.
Zoza uribwa muzitia.
How are they divided? Let us see 14 families of the birds. Yes.
Family,
the 14 families of the birds. Yes. We testify of the works of God. The means of take things to be known how they were, how they're supposed to be, and how they will be forever and ever. For this book of remembrance unto nations, things how they were, how they're supposed to be, how they will be forever and ever. Of the works of God in the entire heavens and earth. So we've told you, we've begun with 14 families of the birds. Yes. 14 families of what? Of the birds. The first seven families of the birds, those which separate their feet,
the
non-webbed feet.
Feet,
they move in that line.
Have
the first seven families of birds, they are non-webbed. They are non-webbed feet, and their feet of humans, they are parted. The next seven, they are webbed, covered, and they are covered together as like of the dark.
So
we say we begin with seven families. The first seven families of the birds, the non-webbed feet, as you see the hen, their feet are parted like of humans. That's how God groups them. Don't waste your time of other terms. The first family of the birds, family of the eagles, first family of the birds, the first family of the non-webbed feet. These birds are non-webbed. Yes.
family eagles,
family of eagles, including the eagle itself,
dragon,
including dragon,
falcons,
including falcons,
owls,
including owls,
bats, ostrich,
osprey. The eagle line, they are lined in those birds. As we understood that this one is the leader of all the family of eagles, according to four living creatures.
So
let me hope you finished well. The first family of the birds, those which have feet which are non-webbed. Family of eagles. In here we have eagles, we have dragons, we have falcons, owls, bats, and the
osprey.
Many fall in line of that family. We list these birds, but we've not studied them. Everything we listed above, we have to reach a point to study even their meaning, as God speaks of them in the Bible.
So family,
second family of the birds which have feet which is non-webbed,
the turkey family.
Turkey family. It's the family of turkey. Sekoko. The turkey family. Where the fourth turkey? Yes.
Sekoko ziba nyingi.
Turkey there are many. Turkey there are also many. If there are a chicken, that's the same line. The chicken, there are many. There are even the wild chicken, including the Guinea hen. There are these quail. The quail. There are peacocks and many others.
The third family of birds
which have non-webbed feet.
The ostrich family.
All these are works of the Lord. Yes.
Ostrich family. Ostrich.
In here we have ostrich.
Emu. Kiwis.
And many others.
Family eyokuna eyebinyonyi ebyawula.
The first family of birds with non-webbed feet.
Crane family. The crane family.
Where there are crested cranes.
The crane is
and all kinds of cranes.
The crane family.
Where fallest crested cranes. Those mostly here in Uganda. And many other cranes based in different nations. The fifth family. Of families of birds with non-webbed feet.
Family,
the dove and pigeon family. We take them in the dove family. Yes. The family of dove. Dove family. Yes.
Family Yamayuba.
The dove family. Including different doves. There are pigeons,
parrots,
and many others. We have different doves,
pigeons,
parrots, and the rest.
They
fall in that line.
Family,
the sixth is family of birds with man-webbed feet.
The stork's family.
This stork's family.
Kaloli.
Kaloli, stork.
Family of the Kaloli.
Family of the storks. Yes. The storks are in different types. Not this one type you see here in Uganda. Many others appear white. They are many also.
Family,
the seventh family of birds with man-webbed feet.
Family,
the Austin's family. The Austin's family. Austin's. What are Austin's?
Obutai.
Yes, more birds.
Austin's.
What is lax? Including lax.
Shrikes.
Yes. And the many others. The people who ask, but now, all that we study them for what? If you read well, Psalms 78, verse 6 up to
8,
you can understand what we are up to. Let's read there, we hear.
Zaburi
esura Psalms chapter
78 verse 6.
That the generations to come may know them, even the children who should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children.
Bamanyechi.
They know what? Let's go back from verse 4. You understand very well. Psalms chapter 78, verse 4.
Tetubikisenga bana babwe. Ngatubulira emirembe ejijja amatendo ga Mukama.
We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done.
Zaburi esulaya nsavu munana nori yirukutano.
Psalm 78 verse 5.
Kubanga yanyweza obujulirwa mu Yakobo era yalagira etteeka mu Isirayiri liyatukirira nti liyatukutira bajjajjaabwe.
For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Yes. Verse 6.
Emirembe ejijja gibimanye. Be baana abali bagenda okuzaalibwa, abali bagenda okugolokoka n'okubibuulira abaana baabwe.
That the generation to come may know them, even the children who should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. When we know them, we can declare them to those next ones. All these are works of the Lord God, the great works. Verse 7
balyoke basuubirenga Katonda so balemenga okwerabira emirimu gya Katonda naye bakwatenga amateeka ge.
That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God but keep his commandments.
Nti balyoke balemu okwerabira emirimu gya Katonda
wawe. They may not forget works of the Lord their God.
For
all these are his works.
But
there's a point we reached.
And
don't know how they were created. We don't know. Bodies of these creations. How were they made? They have spirits. They come from where? And the scientists taught us what they taught. But all never glorified God.
And
they don't give back God to the glory. They claimed have made research.
And
they discovered them and they never touched who created and made them exist. In the how. That's why we've showed you. According we began reading Genesis chapter 7 verse 3. That even the fowls, he made them and in seven families. It's to say that 14 families of the birds, and we first seven families of the birds, both non-webbed feet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to move on to know that all these creations which were made, they move on, work together the work of God towards us to serve the children of men. A service which some people don't even think of. And people don't know why they are even there. But they find them, they are there and they use them. If they are birds to be eaten and they eat. And those out come medicine. And they get medicine for their sake. But them too don't know who prepares all this. But in Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
He
say, put them there, they work all together for the good of those who love him. Let's read there we hear. Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
Era tumanyi nti, eri abo abagala Katonda, era abayitibwa ng'okuteesa kwe bwe kuli, ebintu byonna abikolera wamu olw'obulungi.
And we know that all things which work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Yes.
We
know that all these things, they move on to work together for the good unto those who love God. Even some of you see birds fly, but one eats the seeds and it drives, take it into another area. For when it eats fruits which are not in our home country,
it's
eaten from another country, when it comes to lose itself of feces, there
it's
where it put those seeds, and you to get a seed which has not been there. There are many works done by these creations, but all them God says move them, put their work together for the good to those who love God, even to those who don't love him. Them to don't know why they don't love him, yet they have the evil one who troubles them. God many works he moved to under the sun, but humans do not know. In the other ways of the world, when they move on speak of these, wise. They show they are wise who've discovered much.
But
they never want to tell us of him who created these.
It
moved on, made these preparations. And church ceased to have any use on the works of God and never thanked of all those, but it waited to thank for the one lame who has walked and forget many who walk and they have legs. And they forget many works God does day and night when they are not preached in the church. And people, the minutes we gather in the church, we think the miracles of God when the blind has seen, and the deaf ears have opened, and the lame has walked. But that's the small portion. The many works God does under the sun.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's
go to 7 families of birds, those with webbed feet. We've gone to 7 families of birds which have the webbed feet. The first family of birds with webbed feet,
the duck. Yes, duck family.
Dark family. The ducks.
Embata.
There are many. Yes. You give us of ducks there.
Embata kabuzi. Murimu is ducks.
We have ducks. We have waterfowls,
swans,
and many others.
As duck,
the ducks,
duck family,
the duck family. Yes,
duck family.
The family of ducks. Ducks where there are swans,
waterfowls.
They are there in the water, goose. Yes. The goose. That goose.
All
these have benefits they give in the foods and the medicine.
Each
church, it knows one thing to pray. That's why at times you are failed to get all that you need. There are some things God freely gave them to us, and they are not to be prayed for, and they need to just be known.
Amen.
And he gave them to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Family,
the second family of birds with webbed feet,
girl family,
the girl family.
Girl family.
Yes.
Where
are these ones? The girls. Them two are like ducks. They're not ducks. Understand them in your languages out there. You will understand them.
Family.
The third family of birds with webbed feet. Birds with webbed feet.
It's
called the pelican family. In here we have pelicans and many others. Those are there with big beaks. All those are works of the Lord. All those have a meaning and a use. Even man has never searched about them. Church, which was to reveal the works of God, we revealed only those of the blind seeing. The deaf, they have heard. The lame walk. That's why you see the church. They were meant to be children of light. The children of this generation, they are wiser than them. Children of this generation, they are wiser than children of the light. Those were to enlighten in very many things.
Of
the works of God in the heavens and earth.
Family,
the first family of birds with webbed feet,
cormorant.
The cormorant family.
Cormorant family.
Cormorant.
Cormorant.
Here we have cormorants. They have many species. Them you may think they are ducks.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Family,
the Fifi family
of
birds with webbed feet.
Lone families.
The lone family.
Lone families.
The lone family.
Loans.
Here we have loans.
Common loans.
Common loans. And many others. Those are like that. Many creations. All these are works of God.
Family,
the sickness family of birds with webbed feet.
Penguin family.
The penguin family.
Hey. Oh, penguin.
You know the penguin family.
Penguin family.
The penguin family.
The penguins.
Yeah, we have different penguins.
Emperor.
Emperor penguins.
Hey, emperor penguins.
And many others.
Family yomusanvu,
the seventh family.
Family yomusanvu eye binyonyi ebigatte ebigere,
the seventh family of birds with webbed feet.
Flamingo family.
Flamingo family.
Family yomusanvu,
the seventh family.
Family yomusanvu,
the seventh family
eye binyonyi ebigatte ebigere,
birds with webbed feet.
Flamingo families.
Flamingo families.
Flamingo family.
Flamingo family.
Egwamuzi flamingos.
Here we have flamingos.
Mulimu greater flamingos.
There are a greater flamingo.
Nenda la nyinji.
And many others.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ninga banobo na.
But all these, as we heard, Romans 8:28, all these work together for the good unto those who love God. The works done under the sun, they are very many. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 16, 17, he says this: that though man refuse sleep day and night, he may not be able to check out these works of God. But unto us who move the heavenly journey, this time you are in the second created heaven, we see the 14 families of the birds, even the 14 families of the insects, which come from the foreheads of the eagle. those on the four living creatures, the second created heaven, we can see all these things and search them in their words to put on special emphasis in the worldwide call, in God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. But all these are words of God moving on.
Church's
not been able to preach about them. Now we give them to who? We give them to Satan. Is it to scientists? Who? Let's read Ecclesiastes, we see. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 16.
We nasayo omutima gwange okumanya amagezi n'okulaba emirimu egikolebwa ku nsi. Kubanga waliwo atafuna tulo mu maaso g'emisana n'ekiro.
When I applied my heart to know the wisdom and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is one who neither day or night sees sleep with his eyes. Yes. He wants to see the works done on this earth. But you can never, though you refuse to sleep day and night, but when you come in the book of the Lord, all these you can get revealed of them. It's not gone much in books of scribes of those of the world. The next verse says this. Verse 18. Verse 17.
Awunendaba omulimu gonna ogwa Katonda omuntu ngatayiza kukebera mulimu ogukolebwa wansi w'enjuba. Kubanga omuntu ne bwategana atya okugukebera naye taligulaba wewaawo. Nate omugezigezi ne bwalowooza okugumanya nate taliyinza kugulaba.
Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labors to see it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, moreover, though a wise man thinks to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Yes. No matter how much one tries to see the works of God, except we children born, God's revealed us these works. When rich second created heaven in the realm above, where we find four living creatures, towers of spirits of our creations, those which we are given, those given bodies in different generations and in different seasons, in the heavens and the earth, you can check many things. And in the heavenly journey, studying was much of things, yet God can put them into brief, and he makes all nations disciples, as you hear of today. And if we can know all these things, there are a point we reach know what God freely gives us, and he gave them. Born again, don't need much to pray. Because most of all these creations, all were made to profit and to be to work for good
purposes,
and some there for food to give strength unto the body. Others are there for medicine to heal sickness. Others for protection. But because we don't know all that,
at
times we stretch hands to pray, be healed.
And
God which tells us, when you will know things I freely gave before you pray, you will become free. That's why we find ourselves, some herbs we've given to Satan, don't drink the bitter habits for Satan. For we do not know. And we think that the gospel in church, you travel nations, the finger of God is there. Some of those who hear this, they wonder, they say, what kind of school is there? Is that still a church? But when we are moving from this planet Earth, We saw other nine planets. We saw the kingdom of the moon, the sun and the stars. We saw of hell. We saw principalities.
Oh,
that we are feeling we are still in the gospel. We are church. When we move to heaven, the blue heaven we see, the last created heaven, which makes the brim below. Right there we heard we still in the gospel. Is it not that? When we saw God created for heavens, there we had that still a gospel.
How
we use the way of ascending and descending. From heavens make the rim below. The first created heaven. Ascend in three heavens in the rim above. Right there we are still on the gospel. When we entered first created heaven, in the rim above, where we find city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels, the holy ones of God, we
had
the gospel is to move on. Yes.
See,
enter second created heaven, in the rim above, where we find four living creatures, tower of spirits of our creation, those given different bodies, in different generations, in different seasons. My God. Right there is still a gospel. We had to differentiate four living creatures from seraphims.
We
differentiated four living creatures from cherubims. See two great mountains of brass, which buff mountains and hills, those with instruments and voices of praise and worship of God. And we began on four living creatures. And we saw where spirits come from there. Right there, it was still the gospel. Now we come, seven families of angels and of mankind, come from four heads of
families.
There is still the gospel. Now we begin. Seven families of stars, the sun and the moon,
even 14
families of the animals. My God, when we reached animals and they said no, that is biology. And the gospel is no more a gospel at that point.
Hallelujah.
Now, today it's moved into deeper biology and science. For we move on to see the 14 families of the birds and the 14 families of insects, which come from the four heads of the eagle, those on four living creatures,
and
the second heaven at creation.
We
finished list 14 families of the birds. We want to list 14 families of the insects. This science is too much.
Science.
That apostle we have understood him is just a wise man.
It's
good to hold on the wise man than on a foolish person.
Amen.
But not just a wise man, but this is wisdom in the word.
Amen.
And when we refuse, reject it, you think what wisdom is within us. We have to know the things God freely gave us. And we know there are many benefits. And we don't know God in the summary. In the gospel of taking, I see the finger of God. But in the entire gospel, speak of all things in the heavens and earth.
kubanga bwe nsoma bakolisi ekisooka,
because when I read 1 Corinthians
esula ya 12
chapter 2 verse 12
angambe ebigambo bino,
he tells me these words,
abakolisi ekisooka esula ya 12 n'olunyere 12,
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12,
naye ffe tetwaweebwa mwoyo gwansi wabula omwoyo oguva eri Katonda tulyoke tutegeere nga Katonda byatuwa obuwa.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Yes.
We know
God, the things he freely gave us. This creation is a gift to us.
And he said,
make man in our image, in the likeness. They rule over the fish, the fowls. All those we didn't know them. And in the church,
how
can church there teach this? But they are forgotten. Our main mission, making all nations disciples, teaching them all that he commanded us, and because them get saved and to know all the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tuli na okulistinga family 14.
So we have to list the 14 families of the insects on the day tomorrow.
Kama kumpere nyo
mukisa. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for sitting in the council of God's words. And you understand them. And you perceive them. And you mark them in your book. After hearing them. Reading together with us in the Bible, believing with your hearts, to be ready to put in action, even to teach many others,
for
making nations disciples,
until
coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
May
God count it be a blessing, and the goodness of God, that without sorrow, they move with you. They follow you. All the blessings
earned
by many,
that they
just follow you. They look for you in every place, for hearing the words of God, those commandments, judgments, and you keep them. All these blessings of the goodness of God, they come your way, and the cursings we run from you.
In
the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.